As an angler and hunter, I've always thought our province's greatest assets were things like fresh water, trees, and wildlife. After all, without a clean, bountiful, and healthy ecology, we would cease to exist. We are the envy of the world, known for our cold water streams, expansive forests, and all the fresh air that they produce.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Conservative Member of Parliament Robert Sopuck drops in to discuss the federal government's commitment to our great outdoors. Bowmanville Creek Anglers Association Pete Zito talks about the importance of hunting and fishing clubs in your community. Andrew Klopak is on hand for a big Alumacraft boat contest announcement that you don't want to miss. Plus, the Quebec Outfitters Destination of the Week and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Edmonton Ontario Bear Hunters, the Mijokama Outfitter in Graceville, Quebec, invite you to experience the challenge and thrill of spring bear hunting, combined with the pleasure of sport fishing, from now until June 20th. Reserve now at 819-449-8943 or go to mijokama.ca and come enjoy the best outdoor adventure ever.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Every living thing on this planet needs clean water, food, and shelter to survive. Nothing lives alone. In fact, a wise person once said that the creatures of Earth could survive quite nicely without man, but man would cease to exist without them. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, anglers and hunters called for the creation of a conservation model to ensure the sustainability of fish and wildlife species. They supported the creation of the North American Model for Wildlife Conservation by Roosevelt and Laurier, which continues to this day as the basis for all wildlife management in North America, and by the way, the envy of the world. So joining us today is Robert Sopuck, Member of Parliament for Dauphin, Swan River, Marquette, and he's also the Hunting and Angling Caucus Chair Member for the Conservative Party. Have I got that all right?
Yes, you certainly do, Randy.
Welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
So, let's get started by, you know what, can you bring our listeners up to date on the latest announcements on federal funding for angling?
I sure can. 3 years ago, we started a program called the Recreational Fisheries Conservation Partnerships Program, where we partnered with local angling groups to enhance fish and fish habitat that are important to the recreational fisheries. And interestingly, Randy, it was a bit of an experimental program because the federal government had never done anything like this before. Well, the thing succeeded beyond my wildest dreams. And in the last budget, we were allocated an additional $30 million over 3 years, which brings the total up to $55 million the conservation of recreational fisheries. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And to date, Randy, we have helped support close to 400 habitat and fisheries enhancement projects across the country. And I'm very, very proud of the angling community for their technical expertise and their willingness to roll up their sleeves and protect what they cherish and love.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Everybody benefits, don't they? They really do, because we're talking about our ecology, we're talking about biodiversity, and when we restore habitat and we bring things back to the way they're supposed to be, it really does benefit everybody. So in terms of messaging and from hunters and anglers, we obviously have our concerns and there's things that we notice because we're outside all the time. What is the federal government doing to ensure that they're hearing the concerns of these hunters and anglers?
Well, in a couple of ways, we made an election commitment in 2011 to create a body called the Hunting and Angling Advisory Panel, and we followed through on that. And there are some 24 groups represented on the Hunting and Angling Advisory Panel, and they advise key ministers on a regular basis on policy and programming of direct benefit to Canada's hunters, anglers, and trappers, and the sports shooters are also represented on the HAAP. So that's a start. There's a direct recommendation to government in terms of policy. Now, in terms of programming, our view is in our government is that we want to put dollars on the ground that will actually benefit fish and wildlife habitat. So a perfect example of a project is the Lake Simcoe rehabilitation, where over the years some $60 million has been put into Lake Simcoe. And from what I hear, the reports that I've read, the lake has been cleaned up significantly. It used to be a highly eutrophic lake, and things are certainly getting better there. And so that's just, so as I said, the strong preference of our government in terms of conservation programming is direct on-the-ground conservation projects. And I recall the, just what I said a minute ago regarding the close to 400 projects and in terms of recreational fisheries conservation that have already been implemented.
That's awesome. And you know what? When I was some 50 years ago when I was a child,
I remember my dad and my uncle bringing me ice fishing up to Lake Simcoe. And, you know, we'd catch the whitefish and the herring and that sort of thing. But I'll never forget looking down the hole of the ice hut and seeing these massive schools of, I guess they call them bluebacks or herring.
Right.
And you just see hundreds, and you try and pull your line up quick to catch them. And for years and years after that, I mean, I brought my kids up, and we didn't see a lot. And it seemed like there wasn't many left in the lake. And just recently, I was up at Lake Simcoe, and the lake is full of them again. So really, there are results here. This is working. And I think it's important that our listeners know that, because they already know that anglers and hunters have always been leaders in conservation.
We will return with more from MP Robert Sopuck and federal funding of our great outdoors after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Robert Sopuck, MP from Dauphin, Swan River, Marquette, and federal funding of our great outdoors.
Cornell University did a study of hunters in terms and the conservation activities that they were involved in. And you know what they labeled hunters as?
What?
They labeled them conservation superstars.
Yeah.
The authors, who were scientists, and I know some of them personally, couldn't think of a better word, conservation superstars. So, Randy, you are absolutely right. where you talk about the conservation track record of Canada's hunting and angling community.
Yeah, yeah, something to really be proud of.
Oh,
so,
it certainly is.
So moving forward, can we count on the current government to support our, and preserve our great outdoors?
Oh, listen, we're the only party in the Canadian Parliament that has a hunting and angling caucus. And we have a number of MPs whose backgrounds are similar to mine. I'm a fisheries biologist by trade.
Okay.
We had Blaine Calkins, my vice chair from Wetaskiwin, Alberta, biologist as well, former park warden. Ryan Leaf from Yukon, big game outfitter, conservation officer, and a man with a deep knowledge and love of the outdoors, Manitoba's James Bazan. So, and on and on and on. So our caucus is literally peppered with members of Parliament that deeply cherish this way of life. And I can say my activities as chair of the Hunting and Angling Caucus through our Hunting and Angling Outreach Initiative, I've got the strong support of Prime Minister Harper here. He sees very clearly how important Canada's hunters, anglers, trappers, and sport shooters are to the fabric of Canadian life.
That's good, and that's good for our listeners to hear, because it's something that's obviously very near and dear to our hearts. And like I'd said earlier, it's also there's a bigger and broader picture to it in terms of our ecology and our biodiversity, and keeping something that probably not only to us but other people is one of the most valuable resources that Canada has.
Oh, for sure. I mean, what are we known as? You know, it's the Canadian outdoors that the rest of the world recognize. And you and I were speaking off air a little bit about the economic impact of this. And between angling, hunting, and trapping, and sports shooting, we are easily looking at a $10 billion positive contribution to the Canadian economy. So not only is the hunting and angling that we cherish wonderful things for us to do, thousands and thousands of jobs and communities are supported by these activities.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So on a more personal note, fishing, what would, just a question for you, what would your most memorable fishing trip would be? Let our listeners know a little inside information on Robert Sopak.
Well, I don't want to get too, sentimental here, but I just can't help but talk about my very first fish. Mm-hmm. And it was in the Whiteshell Provincial Park, where we had a family cottage. It's fairly near Kenora. And I was the family was all uncles and aunts were working on the various cottage projects, and I was getting in the way. So Dad gave me an old steel fishing pole with 4 feet of line and a daredevil at the end. And I was there on shore by myself, whipping this daredevil in into the water with no reel, and I'm really lucky I didn't get the hooks in the back of my head. And wonder of wonders, this 4-pound pike, or jackfish as we call them back then, grabbed this rod and tried to pull me into the water. And I started screaming at the top of my lungs, and of course, the adults presumed the worst. I'd fallen in the water or something, and they all come running, and, you know, they pulled the fish out, and Dad was so proud, and everybody was slapping me on the back. And I have a picture of Dad and I with that fish circa 1955. In fact, I wrote a book on the outdoors, and one of the chapters in the book is entitled "It All Started with This Fish." and that particular fish, Randy, it set me off on a life journey that has been, for me at least, nothing short of remarkable. And like you and other members of the OFAH and indeed outdoors men and women across the country, it's those experiences that have so enriched our lives that they've changed us forever. So I have to say my first fish is my most memorable fish.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I think that could be said for a lot of our listeners. And really, I've often said that our memories are the sum of what makes us as a person, and our heritage is something where it all begins, isn't it?
I could not agree more.
Yeah. So, you know what? Thank you so much for joining us on Angler and Hunter Radio today. I know you're very, very busy, but thank you not only for joining us, but for giving us a helping hand with our efforts in conservation.
Oh, thanks. And this has been my very great pleasure, Randy.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Take care.
We will return with the importance of hunting and fishing clubs in your community after these messages from our sponsors.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. When does our ecology become important to you? Polluted environments halfway across the world, or how about a chemical spill in your local creek? Local hunting and fishing clubs are the grassroots of our ecology here in Ontario. Protecting and defending habitat in your local community is really where the rubber hits the road. So you know what? I can remember when I was a little kid, and my dad taking me back home from after fishing at Wilmot Creek. And we'd stop at Bowmanville Dam at Vanstone's Mill. And there's a huge dam there. And I'll tell you, I didn't even know what kind of fish were in there. But it was almost like a lake unto its own. And we'd fish there. And I guess my dad and my uncle would catch trout. I don't even... I maybe I caught creek chub or, or something like that. But a lot of great memories. I don't know how long ago it was, but eventually the old dam got washed out by a storm. And joining me today is Pete Cito from Bowmanville Creek Anglers Association. Pete, how are you doing?
Very good, Randy. Nice to catch up with you, and thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, so do you remember when that was, when that dam blew out? It was quite a while ago.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was probably the late 80s or early 90s it blew out.
Yeah. So, and at that time, I mean, that was where the buck stopped for those trout. They couldn't get over that.
No, we actually, the club, Bowman Creek Anglers, were existing back then. We were allowed to lift, I think, 500 or 600 fish. But yeah, you're right. That was a stopping point. It was probably 1,000 bows in there at one time. So
yeah,
quite a pond of fish.
I think when my dad took me there was probably nothing in there, but
I'm sure there was. I'm sure.
Or we just weren't good enough to catch them yet, or something like that.
I know that feeling, because I think when I was 10 or 11 going down there, I had a hard time catching them because we just didn't know what to do.
Yeah. But when that happened, that gave access to the salmon could get into the headwaters, the rainbow could, and there's some great spawning grounds, as you know, all the way up there.
Oh, for sure. That helped a lot because, to be honest, those fish were all probably getting caught back then. We had a 5-fish limit. So that was it was good. They'd let the fish go right up to Hampton and other forks. So better spawning grounds, and a lot of fish were being caught for their eggs and that. So definitely improved the fishery, I think.
Right. So with that being gone, then the focus is on the Goodyear Dam, which isn't far downstream.
No, that was also another thing. But back then, Goodyear would open up the logs to allow the fish to transfer through for, I think it was a week. So they could get through there. But after that, a fish ladder was actually built.
Right, right. So they built the fish ladder, and the fish are going up there. And then, of course, we found since then that the salmon and not just the trout, but the salmon are actually getting some great reproduction, natural reproduction up there.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. So, and how we know that is they just recently built a bypass channel back in 2014, but it was supposed to be built back in 2012, and they were having some issues. So we, as a club, were asked to come down to transfer these fish. And I could not believe my eyes when I went down there because I got away from the salmon fishing myself. That first year, we ended up lifting almost 6,000 salmon up. And we had to check the adipose fin to see if they were a natural reproducing fish. And 99% of the fish were natural, which shocked the heck out of me.
There you go. So, 5,000 or 6,000 newbies coming up the river every year. So what a success story. And the Bowmanville Creek Anglers Association, what a success story, too.
Yes, we kind of got reunited then. We brought back some members. Dave Lawson headed the lift for us, and we brought back guys like Buck Teitler and some other members from the past, Charlie Hastings. But we had all kinds of new people down there, kids, people from all walks of life. It was a great event. We were on a lot of TV stations in 2013. We made one of the top 10 stories on the national.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there you go. And because that's a big thing. And your club is very, very proactive. I mean, it's not just putting the fish over the ladder, but actually getting the fish ladder constructed. I mean, this is not by any means something that's inexpensive to do.
No, we had a say in what was being done down there. And recently there were some issues with the bypass channel, which we as a club put our input in. And we had just had two recent meetings with CLOCA. The engineer who designed the bypass channel, and they listened to some of our concerns, and they are going to be looked at this spring and summer. So
perfect. And I heard a little birdie told me that you're going to be an OFAH club if you're not already one.
We just became an OFA club this year. So
welcome.
Yes, it's great. Yeah, we have about 90 members. It's a great. We're as part of Downtown Bass. We're part of OFA. So. It's just a natural transition. Plus, we do a lot of stuff we don't have liability for. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously a lot of benefits to our club members to be a part of it. And a bigger voice now for our 90 members.
We'll be right back with Bowmanville Creek Anglers Association Pete Cito after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Bowmanville Creek Anglers Association, Pete Seto.
Yeah, and I know some of your members.
Oh.
And you had the salmon tournament last year.
Yeah.
Which was a big success from what they told me.
Yeah, huge success.
You had how many people came with that?
70 people for all of them across Ontario, and we had to cut it off because just the stretch of river, you know, we had to look at how much water was fishable. $40 a steak dinner. Everyone was happy as pie at the dinner, and some great prizes. And Debbie Recruz and Rick fished it.
Very good. There you go. And that's great because that gets the it gives you club members to get to active and get some on the screen.
For sure, we had volunteers. A couple ladies in the morning up at 5 doing registration. We had marshals. So we actually had boards designed to measure the salmon to make sure they were handled properly.
Right.
Back as quick as possible. So we had about 20 marshals. So lots of volunteers helping out. So we can't do these events without great club members that we have. We got a lot of great youth members and ladies, too, in our club.
Yeah, and that kind of leadership and of course, diversity is important because there's more and more people fishing nowadays.
Oh, for sure there is. Like the population in Bowmanville has tripled since I've grown up there. So, you know, there's a lot more people who want to fish the rivers. And we have about 9 within half an hour of Bowmanville. So we want to get new, you know, I got introduced to fishing by my brother and guys like you, when I was a young kid, you taught us some things. So that's what we're trying to do, give back to the youth and so they can experience what we did on the rivers.
All about passing that heritage down for sure. Another thing that you do, which has become a huge success, and I know you never really intended it to be one, but the Bowmanville Tackle Swap and Fishing Show, which is, of course, the Anglers Association sponsors.
Sure. Oh, exactly what you said. It's the little show that's growing. At first, it was just to replace a bass club that we had in Oshawa. We used to run a little tackle swap, and the building they used to run it was getting renovated, so they lost the facility. So I said, well, listen, I just became part of the tourism board in Clarendon, and let me talk to them, see if we can do something in Bowmanville. And they thought it was a great idea, but I said, hey, let's make it more than a tackle swap. Let's do something for the community to promote tourism.
Yeah, you've got kids' events and Big Jim McLaughlin's there.
Yeah, Big Jim from day one was a great supporter. You know,
I think Mike Miller goes there and buys some used tackle.
Yeah,
no,
I think he showed up. I think we've pretty well everyone being there. Yeah, we've seen a lot of people for all of material. The support has just been amazing. You know, I think we had 3,000 people there last year.
Wow, eh?
Yeah.
So it's more than just, you know, sometimes you picture a fishing or hunting club as just few people sitting in a cabin somewhere, but this is quite a proactive group of people.
Oh, for sure. We want to be active in the community. So actually at the Tackle Swap, we charge $2 our non-perishable food. We donate that to the Salvation Army. So this year we donated about 800 pounds and $300 in cash. So
nice.
Yeah, and the club members are there helping the vendors bring their stuff in the morning. And they had some really, Ed from Paddle Tails in Winchester had a real nice comment about that. He was blown away about the support he got in the morning to bring his stuff in and back up at the end of the night to take his stuff back to his truck. So
very good. Well, very good. So we've got this event. Any new ones coming up? Anything new coming down the pipes for this year?
Nothing really new. We will be at the Bowmanville Canadian Tire, as they are a pro shop store, as you guys work
yeah.
with Canadian Tire, obviously. So they have a soft grand opening coming up for the pro shop in May. We're going to be there supporting them with some members, just helping the public if they have any questions on fishing the rivers or tackle.
And they're right on Highway 2 in Bowmanville.
Yes, they are.
And speaking about telling people, and because, like you say, there's a lot of new people. Like, Bowmanville isn't what it was when I was a kid. It's a big area now. And if one of our listeners is really interested in doing the stream fishing, as well as I do, it's kind of intimidating to go down there and, you know, your club is a welcoming club that's going to help these people get started. And
for sure. We're a learning club, and we have about 12 youth under 17. We got four or five women in the club, but we want to teach new anglers how to fish. So we actually have every year we have a meeting where we bring in tackle and show people how to use it and set up their float rods with the proper baits. And
great. Yeah. So how does somebody get in touch with you, Pete?
I'm on Facebook, or Bumble Creek Anglers is also on Facebook. If you want to just click add, and I'll add you there too. Our meetings are every second Tuesday of the month at Garnaby Rick Arena, 7:30 in Bowmanville. We generally meet from after May because the season's kind of over and people have their holidays. So after May, we don't meet till probably October again, but we start up back up October, run till about May.
Awesome. So look up Pete Cito on Facebook, or look up Bowmanville Creek Anglers Association, even if you're not in the area, because if you do the salmon tournament again this year, if you want to go and give it a try, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great tournament. We're going to look at maybe doing it again. The response was overwhelming and very successful. So.
Very good, Pete. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Randy. Great catching up with you. Thanks.
We'll be right back with your chance to win an Alumacraft Yamaha boat package after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Last season, we gave you a chance to win my Alumacraft boat, and the response was overwhelming. I recently spoke to Andrew Klopak from Alumacraft about last season's partnership with Angler and Hunter Radio.
Andrew Klopak, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Randy, and appreciate the call here.
So looking back at last year with Alumacraft boats, this is my first year was last year, obviously, as the host of Angler and Hunter Radio, and we gave away this great Alumacraft boat. Katrina Spielvogel won it. She's a waterfowl hunter. She's a fisher girl. She's going to keep the boat. She couldn't be more happier. I don't know what more to say thank you to you for all your support last year. Your highlights from last year, anything that really stands out in your mind?
Well, you know, Randy, and first and foremost, we're so excited and proud to be partnered with you guys. It's great to have the enthusiastic efforts that you put forward around fishing and hunting, and for Alumacraft to be part of that, it's just wonderful. And it's also, you know, wonderful to see that Katrina is keeping the boat and going to get great use out of it. She's going to have a lifetime of memories created in that new Alumacraft. Going forward, we are looking to enhance what we've done with you, as you know, and it's pretty exciting that we're able to do that. We've had great success with Alumacraft in the Ontario market. Really proud to announce that we've introduced additional dealers to our already existing ones.
Uh-huh.
So things are just looking bright for the future, and a great brand with Alumacraft partnered with you guys.
Well, as I was saying to you, and that's all great news, it was very easy for me to go out and purchase my new Alumacraft John boat. Yay, I bought one.
Yes, and I heard that. Wonderful news.
And I've got, and you're right, there's dealers, quite a few dealers very close to me. So the whole idea of having that type of level of service and availability close by is awesome. Now, I've heard that there's a new model or two out for this year.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have been able to reintroduce the Tournament Series. It's an all-around fishing machine. Gives you the ability to compete in very rough water. And also, you know, if you want to do some family sport activities, a very versatile universal style boat. And then, of course, the Escape model, which came out, that's been grabbing a lot of attention at the shows this, you know, since January, February, and we're really excited about the future of that model.
Yeah, great looking boats. I was down at the boat show, obviously hooked up with you down there and met some of the pro staff. Paul Castellano and I go way back. In fact, Paul's father used to fish in my tournament series back in, I think this was like the BC days, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun, and it was great to see some of the antics with Paul as well as Taro. And, you know, both of those guys teamed up and fished the Bass Pro Open this past fall. And they fished out of an Alumacraft Dominator. The conditions got really, really rough, and they were able to get to their spots and go on it, and they won the tournament.
Nice.
So it was great listening to their stories at the January Boat Show. A lot of excitement there, and, you know, those are two great anglers that we're very proud to be associated with as well.
Yeah, for sure, and enthusiasm just... It's amazing. It really spills off on everybody, doesn't it?
And that combined with the knowledge. I mean, that guy fishes, I don't know how many days a year, 200 plus or more on the water. He knows what the heck he's talking about.
Oh, that's for sure. The apple does not fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
So getting back to Angler Hunter Radio, new season coming up, some new Alumacraft boats, a new program this year.
Yes, absolutely, and I think you're going to have some details to share, but we are looking to sort of up the ante and make the contest even more exciting.
That's great, and I'm certainly going to do all I can to promote it, not only on the radio, but when I'm out and about attempting to catch fish and fish tournaments and all that sort of stuff. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. Moving ahead into the future, all I can say is from then till now and into the future, I'm very pleased to have Alumacraft supporting the OFAH and the Angler and Hunter Radio and all of our efforts in conservation. And my most humble thanks go out to you, Andrew.
Well, we echo the same. And to all the listeners out there, if you're looking to get a little more information on Alumacraft, check out alumacraft.com or visit one of our dealers in the Ontario marketplace.
So here it is. May 30th is the day we start accepting entries to win a V16 Alumacraft with F20 Yamaha and trailer valued at $10,130. From May 30th until June 26th, listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is Agile. We will be giving another, yes, another cool Alumacraft Yamaha waterfowl package this summer. So stay tuned to Angler and Hunter Radio for more details. We'll be right back with the Quebec Outfitters Feature Destination of the Week and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Attention Ontario bear hunters. The Mijokama Outfitter in Graceville, Quebec invites you to experience the challenge and thrill of spring bear hunting, combined with the pleasure of sport fishing, from now until June 20th. Reserve now at 819-449-8943 or go to mijokama.ca and come enjoy the best outdoor adventure ever.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. This is your Quebec Destination of the Week.
Okay, joining us today from Poirier Fish and Game Territory, Frank Poirier. How are you doing?
Dangerously well. How about you?
I like that one. Yeah,
yeah, that's all right. I got a copyright on that one.
me too. Yeah, I'll make sure I don't take that one off of you. So I guess you're getting ready for a busy season.
Yeah, we're into the season right now.
Okay.
It's starting. We had a few people on the weekend in, and then the rest of the major season is starting this weekend.
Okay, so what can you tell me about your outfitters?
Well, we are one of the oldest outfitters in Quebec. I mean, we've been in it's been in the family and family run since 1947.
Okay.
And it's 320 square kilometers bordering the Laverandry Park, or for people that are still in the square mile system, it's 124 square miles.
So what do we have for fishing opportunities?
Well, fishing, I've got really nice walleye fishing, some northern pike, and I also have some lake trout and brook trout.
Oh, so great variety, eh?
As well as different smaller fish like perch and chubs and
great
some ciscos and stuff.
Yeah, so a good variety of fish. That's good to hear. And some trophy size fish as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's some really nice trophy walleyes. And what we've noticed ever since there's been the slot limit
mm-hmm.
that's been installed in the Outaouai region and most of the regions of Quebec, we've noticed that the average catches are way up.
Okay.
I mean, you're keeping the interest and you're throwing back, you know, the capital fish. I mean, it's you're throwing back the breeder fish and the smaller ones.
Good stuff. So they're managed that.
So your numbers of fish being caught, daily are just growing very nicely.
Cool. Good stuff. And hunting opportunities.
Hunting opportunities. Right now, we're in our spring bear hunt.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of hunters out right now. Baits are starting to get hit, even though it's snowing. This afternoon.
Oh, that dreaded four-letter word.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We didn't have enough of that. Right now, there's a few small flakes coming. No accumulation, but It's very windy and it's cold out there, so that's putting a damper on things. But right now the baits are starting to work real good. So
yeah, that's good. And
in our spring hunt, yeah.
And that's something we don't have here. We haven't had here for a long time, and something that certainly that our listeners could take advantage of. Now for fall hunting,
we have moose hunting.
Okay.
And I do have the odd deer that are walking around, and so people during. My small game hunts that I offer right after our moose season, because we have a very early moose season here. I can operate early dates that are right during the rut.
Oh, I
so
see.
We're talking about mid-September to mid-October.
Right. Good stuff. So that's when they want to be there. That's for sure.
Yep. And then the way I run my hunt is, it's one bull moose, per party.
Okay.
So it's a party hunt, and it's a one flat rate, and so every party can get a one bull moose.
With that being said, how far from Ontario, or let's say Ottawa, how far are you from Ottawa?
Well, if we're looking from Ottawa, you're looking at about a three-hour drive.
Okay.
From when you cross the bridge into Quebec. It's 150 miles,
mm-hmm.
And most of it is on highway, and the last 40 kilometers is a maintained dirt road coming into the camp. So if there's anybody coming in for fishing in the summer, you can come in with a regular small car. There's not a problem. It's maintained all the way into the camp.
That's great. So it's quite accessible now, and like you say, we can come in with the car for the family. Your accommodations, if we want to bring the kids up and maybe do some fishing and swimming and that sort of thing, what do you have in the way of resources there?
Yeah, it's all housekeeping cabins.
Okay,
and all the cabins are fully equipped. And you just have to bring your own personal linens and your food and do your cooking in the cabins.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you're doing your own meals and stuff like that, I mean, you're not on the schedule. You don't have to be back at 6 for supper.
Exactly.
You don't
yeah.
have to be there for noon, for lunch or something like that. You're more on your own and you do what you like.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, speaking of boats and motors, do you have boats and motors available there?
Yep, boats and motors are on rental.
Okay.
And I do have some packages that include the boat and motor and gas and stuff, like the full package. So
now,
you can either bring your own boats and motors, you can either rent just a boat, or you can rent a boat and motor.
Which is really nice, and like you say, a party books with you, they get a bull moose.
Yep. Yep, yep. And then they get their own exclusive area to hunt in also. Mm-hmm. Every one of my hunting areas, each party gets about between 4 to 6 square miles, or about 10-11 square kilometers.
That's awesome. So how can our listeners get in touch with you, Frank?
Well, you can either call me directly by phone at area code 819-449-3032, or you can get a lot of the information on our website, which is www.poirieroutfitters, that's P-O-I-R-I-E-R, Outfitters, all in small letters and all attached, .com.
Hunting, trapping, and fishing are recognized as heritage activities in provincial and federal legislation. And while anglers and hunters are the leading conservationists, there's more to the story. Recreational fishing, hunting, trapping, and outfitting contribute $15.2 billion annually to the national economy, and creates and supports tens of thousands of jobs in smaller communities across Canada who depend upon the revenue generated by these activities to survive. 7.5 million Canadians hunt or fish, more than play golf and hockey combined. Anglers' expenditures in 2010 were 1.5 times the total sales of Tim Hortons. Almost 300,000 Canadians bought fishing licenses in 2010, then in 2005, an increase of 11.3%. Canadian hunters alone spend $1 billion annually on hunting trips. The license revenue from fishing and hunting licenses in Ontario pay for 2/3 of all fishing and wildlife programs through the Special Purpose Account. Hunting is growing. In Ontario alone, over the last decade, more than 250,000 new hunters have been trained, and the proportion of women and youth is on the increase. Hunting, fishing, and trapping were the underpinnings of Canadian economy when the country was founded and continue to play an important role today. Until next time, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.